Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Samech Tes, Kiddushin 69a, pagination is 137. We're dealing this morning on the topic, with the topic of a mamzer and if there is a solution to produce children that would not have that lineage stigma associated with them. We're starting from the fifth line of the page, Masnisin, where the Mishnah begins. And by way of background, the concept of a mamzer is that the parents were forbidden to one another on a very high level. For example, she was a married woman at the time that she lived with this other man and produced this child. This child has a very serious lineage stigma. The status is called mamzer, and the status of a mamzer is that he's not allowed to marry into the general Jewish population, and that whoever he does marry is likewise going to produce a child with this similar stigma. Havalat holech achar hapogum, the child follows the stigma. And therefore, there is a desire to figure out a solution for a mamzer as to who he could marry and not produce children with the same stigma. Even if a mamzer would, let's say, marry a convert who does have the choice to marry different types of Jews. A convert could marry a regular good lineage Jew or could marry a mamzer, but the child of such a union, even though the union is permitted, the child is going to be a mamzer. It didn't really solve our long-range concern. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon said, a suggestion. Yecholu mamzerim li taher. I can cause mamzerim, like the population of mamzerim, and every time they marry and they have children, they continue to proliferate. I could solve this problem. How can I solve the problem? Ketzad, what would I do? Mamzer shenasa shivcha. If a mamzer marries a maidservant, literally a slave, we'll have to discuss this. Havalad Evid, the child of such a union is going to be a slave, an Evid. Shichra Ro, if the owner now frees that slave, Nimtza HaBen Ben Chorin, it will result that the child will be a free man with regular good, fresh lineage, like a convert. And in this way, we can't solve the mamzerus on the person that already exists, but as Rashi says, mipsul zarom shalo yehu b'nehem mamzerim, we could solve it that their children at least will not be mamzerim. We could put an end to this problem. Now, interestingly, that child is going to be biologically the child of the mamzer, but halachically, not really. But at least he would have the nachas to see that he's brought into the world children that can marry into the general Jewish population. Again, let's review Rabbi Tarfon's suggestion. The mamzer, if he marries a regular Jewish girl, a convert who he's allowed to marry, or a regular Jewish girl who he's not allowed to marry, but if he goes and does that, he's going to produce mamzerim, continuing the stigma. What he could do, Rabbi Tarfon says, is he could marry a woman who was non-Jewish, became a slave in a Jewish family, and by definition is now obligated in some mitzvahs. She now, for example, keeps kosher and Shabbos. And he would go ahead and live with this slave woman. and produce children. Those children are going to follow the lineage, or the status, I should say, of the mother. They're people who are Jewish to the extent that a non-Jew as a slave in a Jewish home is Jewish. That's how Jewish they are. But they're Jewish in a slave-type status, and therefore the child is coming in with a clean slate following the mother's entrance into Judaism, and therefore the child will be eligible to be freed by the master and therefore be a regular ger-type status, fresh convert, able to marry without this stigma. So it's a grand plan, very creative. As the Mefarshim explain, even though a mamzer is obligated in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and normally he would not be able to marry a woman who's not totally Jewish. Where does he come to marry this non-Jewish slave woman in a Jewish home who's partially keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah? But the reason that this is going to be permitted is because they gave this special heter because of duress, the unusual circumstances of the mamzer. He has nobody to marry without causing further stigma in the world. He's stuck. And therefore, they allowed him to marry this woman who's partially Jewish. The words of the Rambam describing such a woman, V'lechlal Yisrael lo ba'u. They're not quite Jewish, but they're partially Jewish. They're obligated in certain mitzvahs. And therefore, this gives us straddling the fence, walking the tightrope here. She's Jewish enough for a mamzer to be allowed to marry her, but she's not Jewish enough to the point that the child would be considered a product of a mamzer and a Jewish woman, which makes the child a mamzer. And therefore, this would be a solution. The Gemara wonders if it's possible to do such a thing regarding women. If you have a female, a mamzeres, and the Gemara points out you can't do that. There's no solution there because the woman, by definition, if she's the one who has the stigma, she's the mamzeres, she's the one who gives Jewish status to the child. And therefore, this solution would not work. If she would live with a man who's a slave in a Jewish home type of thing, it wouldn't change anything because the child would already be full-fledged Jewish because his mother's Jewish. So it's only working over in the case that Reb Tarfon described because the mother is not really Jewish, just Jewish enough that the mamzer should be allowed to live with her. And that's why this solution could work. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch we find this brought. Even Ezer, Simin Dalid, Se'if Chaf, Mamzer Haba La Akum Avlad Akum. If a mamzer lives with a non-Jewish person, a woman, the child is going to follow the mother, so the child is not Jewish. Vim Niskayer, and then if that child chooses to become Jewish, Hareu Ki Yisrael, the child is a regular good Yisrael without any stigma. That's the basis before we get to our Mishnah. Vim Baal Shivcha, and then Rabbi Tarfon's creative solution, if you have the mamzer with a shivcha, havalad eved, the child is an eved, but with a clean slate type lineage, nishtachrer, then you free that slave, harehu ben chorin, the child will be a regular Jew, like a ger with a clean slate. Lefikach, therefore, mamzer nosei lechatchila shivcha, a mamzer could marry a shivcha. What kind of shivcha? That's this slave woman in a Jewish home that we described. Shekibla aleha mitzvahs. She accepted mitzvahs. Tavla l'shem avdus. And she went to mikvah for the purpose of avdus. She's not a regular Jewish person. She's a slave to the Jewish home. But she's Jewish enough to allow the mamzer to live with her. Lahatir banov. To enable the children to be born without the stigma. Sheyishtachuru v'yumutarim b'Yisraelim. He could free them and they will be mutter to regular Jews. On a practical level, this is obviously very challenging because where nowadays are you going to find the opportunity to marry a slave woman? So Hashem protect us, we shouldn't have mamzerim, but in a case where such a terrible thing would happen, how could we counsel? Reb Tarfon has a great idea, but nowadays we are actually so pleased that we've put an end to abusive slavery, but in this one case, it actually would have seemed to be opportune to have such a possibility. And the discussion was raised if perhaps slavery exists in any country in the world, if it would be recommended for a mamzer, lo aleinu, to actually travel to such a country and be there in order to father children through such a woman, in order that he should be able to have children that are freed of the lineage stigma that the father has. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.